Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilayim and Daf Memches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition. Perek Chamishi in the middle of Halacha Beis. So we learn in the Mishnah that there's a Machlekes Rabbanan and Rav Shimon. If you have a vineyard where the trees are too close to each other, do I say that this entire vineyard is not a vineyard? That's Rav Shimon's Shita. Rabbanan say no. I just imagine that the middle vines that are here will be removed. But the rest of the vines that have enough distance between them, that stays, and therefore this has a din of a vineyard. Says the Gemara in the top of Amud Aleph, Shimon bar Bo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'shem shem chalukim kan, kam chalukim b'shchunas kvaros. The same machlokes we have over here, we also have regarding shchunas kvaros. What is shchunas kvaros? Shchunas kvaros means if someone is going and he finds a burial place, he finds a grave. So if he finds only one grave, so then you consider this to be one single grave, which does not have any requirement except to make sure not to have any tahara on it. But if he finds three graves, so then the halacha is he needs to search 20 amma all around to make sure there's no other graves. Why is that so? Because when you find three graves, you're afraid that maybe this is not a single grave, but a cemetery, which the lashon of the Mishnah is shchunas kvaros, a neighborhood of kvaros, a neighborhood of graves, which means a cemetery. Now, even if you have three kvaros, you have three graves, it must have enough distance between them. What's the distance between the graves? One amma. What happens if you find graves and they have less of a distance? You find graves that are very close to each other. So what do you do then? So we have a machlekes Rabbanan Rav Shimon. Rabbanan say that I look at it as if the middle graves are not here because they're going to be removed. And I look at the outer graves, and as long as they have the proper distance, we make this into a shchunas kvaros, into a cemetery, and you have to do a 20-amma search. But Rav Shimon says, no, if it's too close, remove the whole thing. Says the Gemara, that's the same machlekes over here. Do I look at the vineyard, the middle trees are gone, and the outside tree is still there, and the entire vineyard is gone? Says the Gemara, that Rav Shimon bar Bo, and Rabbi Yochanan says the same machlekes. Omar Rav Yoino v'lo yidam. So Rav Yoino is not the same thing. Talon Ruvoch in Veritzvon, there, meaning back in the Kvaros, if it was spread out, meaning a person knows there's a graveyard over here, and then somebody came and filled up the middle parts with other graves, obviously this will still have a din of a Kvaros, of a cemetery, because it was a cemetery, nobody took it away from being a cemetery by adding more graves in the middle. So yesh lev shchunas kvaros, so they have a din of a graveyard. Ritzufim v'rivchon, but if it was all together, meaning all the graves were very close to each other, and then he removed the middle graves and made sure there's enough distance, ein lehem shchunas kvaros. Everybody agrees this will not be a graveyard. Why not? Because if he found it all combined together, that's how he found it. And then he himself took the middle ones. So you say this probably was never a graveyard. It was just a gal. It was a pile that fell into this place and it made all these different graves together. And in a moment, the Gemara is going to come and explain. So what's the machlekes over there? Pramaocha b'yira the vineyard. Meruvochim v'ritzvon b'machlekes. So Pram explains the Gemara now telling us something new. That the machlekes Tanakam Rav Shimon is also, if you have many open trees and he filled up the gaps. Good Tanakam, you can't do that. Because you need to have the distance between the trees, and even if he purposely filled it up, it doesn't work. And Rav Shimon says, no, if he's the one who did it, so he shows he wants his vineyard to be this way, so then it does have a vineyard. So that's the words, meruvachim v'ritzvon b'machlekes, meaning if it was too spaced out, then he filled up the gaps, it's a machlekes. Ritzufim v'rivchon divrei hakol. If it was all combined together, and he took out the middle grapes, the middle vines, and now you have the right distance. Everybody agrees it's fine. The only machlokes is what happens before he took it out. Do I look at it as if he's going to take it out, or I look at it as there's no vineyard? But if he did actually take it out and he left other trees that have enough distance, everybody agrees that once he did that, then it is a vineyard. Different than the case of Kvaros. If he took out the middle one, they don't have a din of a graveyard. So now that the Gemara concludes the discussion, Bram Hocho, my plague. In other words, there in the base Kvaros, what is the machlekes? You're saying if you found it spread out and filled it up, everybody agrees it's a graveyard. If he found it all filled up and he took out the middle, everybody agrees it's not a graveyard. So where's the machlekes? V'sheba u'metzon retzufim. Not that it was always that way, combined together, but he found it this way. He came and he never doesn't know the history of this graveyard, and he found it right now connected together. Meaning the way that it came together is because there was a pile that fell and made this kvaros, but it was never a real base kvaros. Tavim chesam base. And Rabbanan say, no, it was a base kvaros, but then someone filled up the gaps later. But really, there was a base kvaros that you can't take out. So that's the machlekes. The machlekes is very specific if you never knew the history and now you have to figure out what to do. But the conclusion of the Gemara is the machlekes by vineyard, the machlekes by graveyard are two different things. By vineyard, the discussion is what happens temporarily before he takes the middle. Do I look at the middle as if it's not there? And a base kvaros, the machlekes is, what can I assume when I find many kvaros together? Is that a graveyard or that's just a pile that fell to this place? Halacha gimel zok the mishnah. Chorot shoiver bekerem. If you have a ditch in the middle of the vineyard, it's the depth of 10 tfachim and has the width of 4 tfachim. If the ditch goes from one end of the vineyard to the other end, then you look at it as if there's two different vineyards over here, because that this ditch separates between the vineyards. You can plant in the ditch. And if it doesn't go from one end of the vineyard to the other, it's only a certain part of the vineyard, then you look at it as the gat. The gat is where you press the grapes. That was the big place where they put the grapes and they stepped on it. So the gat is part of the vineyard, and it's not a separate thing. It doesn't separate the vineyard into two. Hagat shebekerem, if you, the gat, that we just said now, that you press the other grapes. Amukasor roch rabo, that does have a 10 tfachim depth and 4 tfachim width. Zoyim b'teuchah divrei Rabbi Elazar b'chachim Moisir. Rabbi Elazar says even there you can plant it, not only when it's a ditch from one edge to the other, but even a gat you can plant. B'chachim say you can't. Shoyim rishu b'kerem means a high elevated ground where a guard sits and guards the vineyard. So it's elevated. Kavoyah soev has 10 tfachim height, v'rach v'arbo, it has 4 tfachim width. Zoyim b'teuchah you can plant it because it's separate from the vineyard. But if the leaves of the vineyard, they go and they land on this shemriah, on this high pitch land, where their grains are, and the leaves touching the grain, then it's awesome. If you do have a vine, plant in the gas, that's where they press the wine, or a neka, a hole in the ground. So you give them space for the vine, for the single vine, which is 6 tfachim. And you can plant the rest with grain. If you don't have 4 amos space, you don't go and plant. Why? Because it's surrounded with a border. And if it's surrounded with a border, it has a din of a chayvish that we saw earlier. And this encloses it and gives it a din of a vineyard, even though there's only one tree. If you have a border around it, you do have the requirement of a 4 amos distance, as we have by a vineyard. In the house and the vineyard, you can plant it because the walls of the house separate the outside vineyard and what you have in the house. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim Daf Memches.